This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 846,138 people passed through TSA checkpoints yesterday. A goodly number, but still off 60-something percent from where things were a year ago. Airlines, though, do, of course, have to make money. And if they are going to make money, they need more people on more seats on more planes. That's why Southwest announced not too long ago it's going to start making middle seats available for booking starting December the 1st. Delta's CEO said it's probably going to do the same thing early in the new year. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more on that one.
Bridget Fetzer and her husband were planning to fly from Baltimore to San Diego in December, rent a convertible, and drive up the coast to San Francisco. They had the tickets and everything.
And then in October, my husband got an email from Southwest that said that they are no longer going to keep the middle seats empty on the flights.
Which made them nervous. Fetzer had flown once earlier in the pandemic to Kentucky on a pretty empty plane.
There were a lot of people that weren't wearing their masks or, you know, like they were pulling them down below their noses and stuff like that.
And the idea of that happening on a full flight was a deal breaker. She and her husband canceled their trip. A lot of people still feel safer with an empty seat next to them on a plane, says Edward Russell, who covers aviation for the travel site The Points Guy.
The reality, though, is that can't continue forever. Airlines are for-profit businesses
that have been hemorrhaging money for months. Southwest said its policy of blocking middle seats cost the airline roughly $20 million in September and could cost it up to $60 million in November. Meanwhile, Russell says,
American and United from early on have not blocked middle seats and shown that people are still willing to fly them. They've seen their passenger numbers rise.
It's still unclear how much keeping middle seats empty could reduce the risk of getting COVID on a plane, says Dr. William Schaffner, a professor of infectious diseases at Vanderbilt. But he says,
the closer we are to more people for prolonged periods of time in an enclosed space, our risk goes up.
If airlines are going to fill every seat, he says,
that makes it all the more important that everyone on the aircraft wear their masks for as long as possible.
That's the only way Bridget Fetzer would consider getting on a full flight, if everyone was wearing a mask correctly the whole time. That, or the pandemic was under control. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.